Gizmo.
This is Wolfram Mueller in East Lawrence, and I'm driving for the next 3 hours and tonalizing with that was the Tempests and Lemon Lime. We heard Jimmy Heap and Gizmo, the Regulares with It, the Catalinas and Destruction. We opened up with, as we ended last week, with Roscoe and his Little Green Men and Weird. All those culled from the Scrum and Mental album, Volume Volume 4, and Tim Warren will be here as our sort of a guest DJ for a while as soon as he gets his car out of the ditch. In the meantime, I will be manning the turntables. No brakes.
Move over, baby. I got a machine that's hot, and it's just raring to go. Miss a day, I never make that lady wait. Never thought she'd even rave, but I jazz like a sheep. And the way they celebrate that jazz like a come on, I take it. Woo! Now I'm gonna wait.
that lady wait. I never thought she would, but I dance like a chick, dance like a chick.
I'm going to buy a new ticket to be on. I'd like to know where you go. Up to the door in my house. This baby, I never cried what'll happen to you? Well, I came in about 12 o'clock, up to the door, and I'm so baby, I nearly tried to go.
Here with what was that? Don Wade and Gone, Gone, Gone. Big Walter and the T-Birds with Pac Fair and Square. Doc and the Dwellers with Oh Babe. Don and Dewey with Get Your Hat. We open up with Vince Taylor and the Playboys and Jet Black Machine answering that musical question. What was that in Fawn Hall's pants? We got Tim Warren with us here. You want to get in front? Tim is frantically digging through piles of records that he's laid all over the floor. There's a mic over there. Make yourself comfortable. Take a seat. You know. Anyway, let me stick your mic on. Go ahead. Try it now.
Hello? No.
Wow, it's not on. The remote mic is dead. Well,
no, maybe it's not plugged in. Oh.
Is it plugged in? The cord is probably dead. That's what happened last time. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to let Tim spin some discs from his amazing collection of junk here. Including, I Was a Teenage Caveman by Randy Luck. That'll be the one after the next one. We have queued up Ray Vernon, Hold It. Then we're going to get Tim's mic working and then figure out exactly how this all fits in to his mind.
We'll be right back. sitting on the sand. I grabbed her by the hair and I kissed her hard. Then I slapped her around and I laughed real loud. She told me that she loved me and this made me feel fine. So I hit her again. Then I asked her to be mine. She admired my strength and she gave me a kiss. She said there's something about your fist that I can't resist. Now I liked her very much, so I asked her for a date. She said, okay, but I can't stay out late. I asked her to come as I swung my car around. Then I dragged her away without any delay. Stars up above, when suddenly something gave me a shove. Her mother had come in a tremendous rage. I told her, shut your mouth and act your age. She didn't stop her blabbing, so I gave her a sock. Then I hit her on the head with a great big rock. She stopped all her gabbing and went quietly to sleep. It was very, very nice of her to be so sweet. Now I protect my girl from any kind of harm, and she admires my brains the way I handle my arm. Her mother loves me now and is very good to me. I'm a caveman, madam, and that's the way I'm gonna be. This is the least in me. Men admire me. Women long for me. I'm a teenage caveman.
People, you had my baby and gone. mama go. Can't hear your mama go. Well, shake a baby, shake a baby, shake. Tell your mama and your papa come home. Shake a baby, shake. Don't be caught off the road. Shake a baby, shake. Well, I love your cute little way. Well, shake a baby, shake. I think you love your rock and roll. Shake a baby, shake. You satisfy my soul. Well, shake a baby, shake. Well, I love your cute little way. Well, upside down, all around. Anyway, do it, baby, clown. Oh, baby, do it, baby. Oh, baby, I can say it. Oh, baby, shake it, baby. Well, I love your cute little way. Well, shake a baby, shake. I knew your mama and your papa come home. Shake a baby, shake. Shake, 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 but I love your cute little way. Rock it away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, shake a baby, shake. Until your mama and your papa come home. Shake a baby, shake. Till the beat comes off the floor. Well, shake a baby, shake. But I love your cute little way. You shake it one time for me, honey, because I'll be standing right here to watch you shake it. Shake it, baby, shake it, baby, shake it. Well, I love your cute little ways. Now shake it! Shake it, baby, shake it, baby, shake it. Until your mama and your papa come home. Oh, shake it, baby, shake it, baby, shake it. Till the beat goes off the phone. Well, shake it, shake it, shake it, baby, shake it. Well, I love your cute little ways. Shake it, baby.
Yeah, Harold here with
whoa,
going for the high volume effect here and some serious high end damage with Mr. Tim Warren. What is he doing on the show? He's on the cutting edge of the music biz here.
Yeah, yeah.
America's favorite record mogul.
The bending edge.
Yeah, Tim is responsible for the series of Back from the Grave albums. Strum and Mental volumes 1 through 4 now. The Sin Alley record. The Rockabilly, what's that thing called? I can't say the name of it.
Hillbilly Wing Ding Doo.
Alias, Hillbilly and High Heels. Great records. And tell us what we just heard. You can read from that list if you can get through my handwriting.
Okay, let's see. Last up was Bunker Hill, Girl Can't Dance. That there's Link Ray backing him up. That's why that record's so fucking wild. Oh.
Now. Come on, the FCC's going to come pull the plug on us.
Sorry about that, boss. Okay, let's see. Before that was Johnny O'Keefe, an Australian guy who knew how to rock and roll, doing Shake Baby Shake, wildest version of that, and Screaming Lord Sutch, Good Golly Miss Molly. And before that, Bo Diddley doing a monster novelty tune. And before that, Randy Luck doing a song of Jim Marshall's early life as a teenage caveman. That line about something about his fist that she could not resist. Jim was telling me about that story, but he said he can't mention it on the air.
That's what Tim asked me to do over in the West Village with him.
Yeah, that's it. East Village, too.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there was Ray Vernon, Hold It, which is Link Ray. I don't know. I don't know what the story is with Link Ray, Ray Vernon stuff, but
I think Ray Vernon is his brother, right?
Yeah, something like that, but it's definitely Link behind it all. It's probably his attempt to make pop records or something.
It's true.
Ray's
Link
name.
Is behind it all. Anyway, so here, you better hand me that so I don't lose it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, this is WFMU in East Orange. We do Chicken Right. We got something lined up. This is this next one. I don't know, we're going to hear next is Dean Carter.
Yeah, Dean Carter. He was a farmer boy who started out doing rockabilly records in the 50s. And then this is out in Danville, Illinois, and it's a great promo picture of him holding a pickaxe, and his band is two girls and this other guy holding a shovel. And they did put out these. There's one pretty wild record, Jailhouse Rock.
Should we just wail into it?
Yeah, why not? I'm trying to
miss. I miss
say.
My key rock blue.
Okay, let's go. Everybody else wrong.
out here with we got Tim here, and he's just revving up. He's digging through these records like a dog looking for a bone. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was all that noise?
Oh, let's see. That was from Newbury, Ohio. That was the Nightcaps with Wildcat. Sounds just like any other rock and roll instrumental from those years. What was it before that? Larry Phillipson from I guess Wisconsin. Bitter Feelings on Kuka. Clyde Owens, Swing a Little Katie. It's really ripping. I don't know, prototypical hillbilly rockabilly record. I don't know, real cool. Swing a Little Katie, unissued version. Jerry McCain, Cutie Named Judy. He didn't want that record to come out. I don't know why. I don't know. It's the best.
He wrote an amazing letter to like one of those dumb English blues magazines about that record coming out. It's like, I've been treated like a dog, is what he said. Yeah. It was recorded in his garage.
It's the best record. And before that, what was it? Ralph Nilsson and Scream. And before that was Dean Carter, Jailhouse Rock.
Ralph Nilsson and Scream, that's one of your...
yeah, it's one of my...
One of your discs.
Fabulous. Discs. It was discs. It's on an LP and a 45, so I'm trying to rip people off. Yeah.
Right. And you put out these Back from the Grave records. You've been reissuing these records for how many years now?
Oh, it's been 4 years now.
And how many records have you put out altogether?
Let's see, nine legit ones and about 15 side projects.
Side projects. And since you've been doing this, now about the time I met you when you were digging up these garage records and stuff, there was about four people interested in them, about the same there truly is now, except for there seems to be like a whole crowd of fashion puppies.
Yeah, the Paisley shirt.
Who call themselves
60s punk garage bands.
Yeah, now this irks you.
These fuzz tones.
This seems to bother you, too.
Oh.
What do you think about when you run into guys like Rudy Patootie on the street?
Rudy Patootie? Oh, he's a swell cat. I don't know. I just love those 24-track recordings of garage bands. You know, 24-track is definitely the way to go. No, mostly just these rock stars, new wave rock stars getting into 60s so they can make a few bucks or something.
You know, a head-first blind leap at a bandwagon that will never take off.
Tina Peel. Let's see. I'm just pissed off because there's been a flood of these, you know, modern garage bands that just really, really, really suck because all they're doing is just copying.
Miss the boat in a big way.
Yeah. And I don't know. So I'm putting out a modern recording of a Swedish band I dug up, and they're real cool. I think they're the modern day Kinks, you know, say 64 era Kinks. And it's just going to get lost in all that flood, probably. But
it's a shame. Yeah, you get like what do you think of the records that come out on, say, Midnight Records? Like, they've put out thousands of that type of records.
Well, I like the Suburban Nightmare. A bunch of gay college boys who decide to dig up a few Pebbles records in between their Susie and the Banshee records. That's it.
Mm. Well,
I don't know. No, it's just a messed up scene, that's all. We're going to play this live thing from 1966. It's unissued. It's coming out, I guess, plugged for the label. It's coming out on Crypt in about a month and a half or so, whenever I get paid. And it's live. It's they're doing I'm Crying, you know. What the heck? It's a cool
song.
This
is from 1966. And where is this, from Alabama?
They're from down in Alabama. And real weird because they put out this really great, really rare garage album that has almost all originals. Really cool stuff.
The
really
tempo.
Raunchy.
And this is, I did the braille cue on this, so let's see where we are.
Yeah, there we go.
Ah.
There's the opening.
Good work, Hounds.
slaughtering all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. Now I moved this morning just before day. You better come and get it, we got to give it away. We're gonna give a little milk and give a little cream. Got the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. We're gonna give a little. Calling all cows down on the farm. To the barn. I moved this morning just before day. You better come and get it, we got to give it away. We're gonna give a little milk and give a little cream. We got the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. We're gonna give a little buddy, little margarine. And when you get, I know that you'll be pleased. We're going down to the pasture into the woods. Get a little something that's mighty good. Last night I heard Papa and my mama say, you better stop her before she give it all away. Want a good steak, come and go with me. I know a place to get the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. When you hear this song, don't be mad at me. Talking about a little milk and cream. Just talking about a little milk and cream. Just talking about a little milk and cream.
Well, way down south and now man. Folks all come from miles around. See big boys on the ground. Well, rock, big boys, rock. Yeah, rock, big boys, rock.
This, I guess it's legal ID time with this is WFMU East Orange, listener sponsored car wash, broadcasting from underneath the sewer system of East Orange. And Mr. T, what up with that?
I gotta do this boring task again.
Yeah, you can read all this stuff.
Jim Reed's is a lot more fun. Anyway, yeah. that was a Hawaiian band, the Royal Drifters with So Why Hard, whatever that means. So Why Hard? I don't know. Who knows? Slim Dorch before that with Big Boy Rock. Blues Rockers Calling All Cows. They just talked
about
a little.
That was a pretty unbelievable record.
Yeah. Before that, 1963 record by a doo-wop group. If you'd believe that, one with a real pounding bow.
We do Italian-American. There are new FCC rules about these things.
Oh, sorry about that. Do Italian-American group called from Ohio called the Tree Tones doing a song called Anonymous, which... the real Bo Diddley style pounder. And before that, the Sonics keep a knocking. Sonics, what
the
can you say?
The loser in last week's battle of the bands. Tim, you're doing
Sonics are the winners.
You're batting zero in picking winners in our battle of the bands thing.
Okay. There are Tempos, I'm Crying, which is what real garage is all about. Not all these stupid bands with their paisley shirts.
Not people who buy their clothes on St. Mark's Place.
Yeah.
Ha. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway.
What else is happening here? We got this thing queued up. This is an expose of
expose on the rock
music biz. You must have some fascinating music biz stories. You ever come in contact with legitimate record companies in your travels?
I come in contact, but ever since this AIDS thing came down, I decided not to drop my trial anymore.
Uh-oh. Anyway, this next thing, this is the Galaxies, and this is going to be on Sin Alley Vol 3.
Vol 3.
And when
it's
is
called Shake, Shake, Shake It, Baby. It's out about a week and a half from now.
And where can the folks find this disc?
At all fine stores.
All fine stores. Hit it. You know what? We played the wrong song. This is not the expose. We're gonna go. Why don't you just pick up the needle, put it on the right song. This is the way they do it on K-Rock, I'm told.
Yeah.
This is the Galaxies. This is Rock and Roll. That last one was Eminon Rock by the Eminons. This the right one? Okay.
It's a business she's a gonna go, but I'll just happen to be all so loud. It's a rock and roll. Oh, when I went to a record company here ago, I say, hey man, like I got a show. He says, listen to me, kid, I'm the man in the know. I like to play it on slow. I say, whose fans are buying these platters? Glenn Miller's or Clyde McFadders? He says, listen to me, kid, we'll give you a break. Yeah. Or let's make a tape. One year later, getting engagements like a hungry alligator, playing our songs in a rock and roll show, and I reckon in the
Bermuda, 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 was a funny feeling, and I looked to see all the girls were admiring me.
I said, hey, baby, hey, pigeons and such.
Boom, boom, boom.
You're in the clouds.
Short eyes when we're kinda wild. And this one yell, what can it be? And all the chicks start whistling at me. I say,
baby, hey, dig them shots.
I told them to get some just like me. They all went down to their nearest store, and they all have mirrors when they came out the door.
I said, baby, hey, mirrors and stuff.
Boom, boom, boom. When you're on my mind, oh, love you little baby, let's make some time. Come a little bit, find a little bit, come a little bit, and I'll keep you. You're a little girl, little girl.
Little boy.
Well, you let's make some time. Well, you let's make some time. Little girl,
little
girl. Well, I wish that I could call you mine. Well, I wish I could call you mine. Well, I can't help but think when you're on my mind. I love you little baby, let's make some time. Little girl, well, I love you and I think you're fine. Well, I love you and I think you're fine. Little girl,
little
girl, well, you cute, let's make some time. Well, you cute, let's make some time. Should I could call you mine? Well, I can't help but thinking when you're on my mind. I love you, little girl.
Little
girl. Well, I love you and I think you're fine. Well, I love you and I think you're fine. Well, I love you and I think you're fine.
Put on the skillet. Put on the lid.
That thing fits on top.
Mammy's little baby love.
Yeah.
Short man.
Now let's see. Here we go.
One, two, three. Mammy's little baby love. Short man. Short man. Little baby love. Short man. Mammy's little baby love. Short man. Short man. Mammy's little baby love. Short man. Put on the skillet, put on the lid. Mammy's little baby loves short and bread. I went to the kitchen, lift up the lid. I filled my pockets full of short and bread. I said, Mammy's little baby loves short and bread. 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 The other's most
the show to me. I said, I'm Mary's little baby love show. Let's show to me. I'm Mary's little baby love show to me. Mary's little baby love show. Let's show to me. I'm Mary's little baby love show to me.
Live cue. With I'll read them this time. Johnny Bucket and Hippie in a Blender. Where'd you find that record?
Found it in Texas in October. That guy, there's a really cool guy in the record in the movie industry called Dick Blackburn. He did that Eating Raoul movie, and he's this heavy-duty rockabilly collector. So who knows? Maybe you'll be seeing some good movies in the future. You know,
maybe.
I think he just can't make movies.
I saw
with
really great movie. What was that? River's Edge is really amazing.
What was that?
It's about teenagers just being stupid.
Oh.
And Dennis Hopper is thrown in the dents there for added intensity. Johnny and the Uncalled For Four with Shortening Bread.
From Youngstown.
Home of the Dead Boys. John and Jackie, an amazing record with a little girl. What do you suppose happened to Jackie?
Oh, maybe just passed out. Who knows?
Maybe. The Delroys with Bermuda Shorts. David Calway and the Chicks with Native. That's pretty unbelievable.
Native. Ungawa.
Ungawa. And the Galaxies, after several miscues with this rock and roll scorching expose of the music biz as we know it. This next thing, you're plugging something else here. What do you got?
Finally plugging this modern record of mine. This group called Wild Mammoths, they're from Stockholm, Sweden. I don't know. They're just real cool. And the greatest thing is they understand that if you want to play rock and roll, you shouldn't take yourself into a big studio. They record this in their basement. I don't know. Heck.
By way of
But anyway, they're coming over here in July. Sorry about that. They're coming over here in July from, they're going to be playing Maxwell's on the 10th with the Lyres. the new theater on the 3rd of July with the A-Bones, everything. So I'm doing everything I can to prove that punk rock still lives, because these guys recorded in their basement, and then we're doing an illegal tour and everything.
There you go. Let's hear that.
No
thing.
70s revival, please.
Come here, pretty baby. Yeah, you. Quick black. Quick black. Ease my pain. Mm. Come here, pretty baby. Quick black.
Quick black.
Got the boy near me. Quick black.
Quick black.
Hop, hop. Hurry up. Quick black. Real cool friend. Come here, pretty baby. Quick black.
Quick black.
Got the hold of me. Quick black.
Quick black.
Hop, hop. Hold up. Quick black.
Quick black.
Ah, quick black. Dig my dream. Come in, pretty baby. Quick black.
Quick black.
Got a hold of me. Quick black. Yeah. Hop, hop. Hurry up. Quick black. Hop, hop, hop. Hurry up. Quick black. Yeah. Hop, hop, hop. Hurry up. Quick black.
Oh, hold on a second. That's a very impressive record, but that is not a group from Sweden.
That's not a Swedish group either.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, I brought in the wrong test person.
Maybe from
Sweden,
Mississippi, maybe.
Yeah, way down south there.
What was that?
No, that was Elroy Peace and Bo Ribbons doing Quick Like. That's on Sonali Volume 3.
The immortal Elroy Peace.
I really screwed up that time, folks. I didn't bring the right record.
Whoops.
I'm a real big promo man.
You're doing good. What are you handing me here?
Mammoth Cassette.
Mammoth Cassette. Let's see if we can erase it.
Let's see. Oh, you want to play this record before we play this one?
I don't care. We can do whatever you want. I'm just sitting here.
Okay, spin this record here.
Smoking the Chiba.
You're so dumb.
Play. Hit play. Now where it says pause. You gonna cue this a cassette on the air?
No, yeah, I told you to spin this before.
Oh, well,
he's gonna play a rockabilly record first.
Oh.
you ain't no good for me. Well, I think you need to. You've had so much to learn. You thought I was gonna drink, Lord, I know you'll never burn. You're so dumb, maybe you're so dumb. I can tell right now, you ain't no good for me.
introduce our rhythm guitar player, Mr. Randy Corley.
Bye.
swimming old girl named Raindrop. Went to a thing they called a swamp pop. Started swinging her feathers around. She danced with every buck till sundown. Down in the Everglades one night, she was making eyes in the moonlight. But out of her teeth came her pop. So everyone was doing the swamp pop. Green frogs hopping, flamingos popping, crocs and alligators beating in a rocky. Boom baka wah, boom ba wah wah, boom baka wah, boom ba wah wah. Papa started doing a war dance. He didn't like the way they made the romance. Raindrop said, "Daddy, don't fret. Just grab a hold of mama and forget hell." Papa took a raindrop's advice. Soon he thought the dance was a real nice. Swinging in and swinging out. Boom, bada, bada, a heat shout. Green frogs hopping, flamingos popping, rocks and alligators reeling and rocking. Boom, bada, bada, boom, bada, bada, boom, bada, bada, boom, bada, bada, boom, bada, bada. You're in the Everglades some night, walking with your girl in the moonlight, and you hear music that's real cool. If the Seminole swamp pop, dance cool. Green frogs hopping, flamingos popping, crocs and alligators beating and rocking. Green frogs hopping, flamingos popping, crocs and alligators beating and rocking. Boom baka wah, boom ba wah ba ba, boom baka wah, boom ba wah ba ba, boom baka wah, boom ba wah ba ba, boom baka wah.
Huh, yeah, out here with Mr. T here and spinning records.
I really messed up Mr. T.
Huh?
I really messed up Mr. T. I didn't bring the right records. I didn't do anything right. Sorry about messing up your show, folks.
What's up? with the Woolly Mammoths thing. Yeah, we finally actually heard the Swedish thing he was talking about. Here, read all that.
Where do we start? We started with what was supposed to be the Swedish band. It turned out it was Elroy Peace and Bo Ribbons doing Quick Like.
Quick Like!
And then Mac Banks doing Baby, You're So Dumb. Good record there.
That's the one we played while you did the live cassette cue.
Yep, that's the one. And then the Wild Mammoths came on with Pretty Baby, which is on the album, which we don't have here. And then we played Link Ray doing Marianne, which is on reissued on Ed Soul album, which is a good thing. It's a tough record to get.
The Linkster.
Yep. And then we had, following that was a bunch of Georgia kids who got together and had a bunch of local teenage boppers walk in the studio at the same time of them. That's why you hear one girl yelling out, "I want a hamburger." And it's Snails, and the song is called Snails Love Theme.
That was inspiring, I must say.
Yeah. that's what punk rock's all about, right? Mm. And then the Crystals came along with Vampire. It's not quite the girl group Crystals, anyway. They're probably previous to the Crystals. And then a New Mexico Indian rockabilly record called Swamp Hop. No, Indian? Were the Indians in the swamps? No.
Yeah, sure.
Were they? Okay,
yeah,
there we go.
Why not?
What the heck? It's about Indians anyway.
I grew up very close to swamp Indians. Man, the Seminoles were... don't go in the swamp.
Seminole.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Anyway, I remember at one point in your career here, you were attempting to DJ at clubs and stuff with these records.
With these squares.
An experience. Being asked to leave Danceteria after about an hour of spinning these discs.
Yeah, that was a fun one. We ended it up with a song. Maybe we'll play in a little bit. That Swamp Rats, Louie.
Who exactly asked you to leave?
Oh, the disc jockey and the club owner and all those creeps.
And, no, come on. Who, I mean, the guy who wouldn't pay you?
Oh, Tom Goodkin, a real rocking dude from the Washington Square. Is a really appropriate name there, Square. I never got paid for the night either.
Tim managed to offend the aesthetics of the New York club scene. Good work, Tim.
Tossed out without a penny.
Yeah. Anyhow, what do we got next here?
Well, we're just going to kick back and mellow out and dig some beatnik tunes.
We got the bongo driving thing together. Yeah. You got to dedicate a song to your girl. It's her birthday.
Oh, yeah, it's Marie's birthday, so
but she's outside getting
Mama's
a soda.
Place.
Yeah.
Need a blade to cut the fog to find the sea. Like, the chicks are like a drum beat. A broken down bass and a nutty flute. Hello, baby. You're awful cute. Mama's place. mama's kind of big and kind of rotund. Like fellas, oh, digger, cause she's a barrel. A barrel of fun. When she walks by, floors they quiver. Not only that, it shivers my liver. Mama's face, yeah. Like you gotta dig flutes to join the club. Just say Joe sent me and they slide back the door. Well, I gotta go now, cause I'm late for school. Be back in no time. Shoot some pool. Mama's place. Yeah, mama's place.
Yes, you need it. Yes, I'm talking about the old-fashioned love.
You and your pretty Thunderbird.
Sure, baby, you know you can ride anywhere with me. Come on.
80, 90, 110. But when the cotton began to chant, the Spanish king came.
Baby,
with
all
the Thunderbird, we can ride so fast to the top and not the end. When the cops get a chance to swim, I'm gonna get a chance.
I'll read them this time. We had a Big Walter and the Thunderbirds for the second time today. They're matching Link Ray for number of plays today with the Thunderbird. Ray McCoy and I Need It.
What does he need?
The Thing, I think, is what he needs. Bobby Summers and this is all in the wrong order. The Frantics with the Whip. Bobby Summers and Pad. Joe Hall and the Corvettes with Bongo Beatnik. And we open up with Bing Day and Mama's Place.
And if any of you are still listening after that miserable set, I don't know, maybe we can spice things up.
Tim's talking about good music here and beautiful music. This is your beautiful music station, WFMU East Orange, broadcasting from underneath an ant hole. A giant ant hole. So what's up there?
Oh, I don't know. What's up? Heck, my decision to pack records about half an hour before the show is what's up.
Yeah, so you just tell us about your thing here. You just drive around looking for these things, basically.
Well, I finally get to drive around and just bought myself a car.
And a fine car that is. It's a gold 1966
Cadillac. It gets about 6 gallons to the mile. It rolls along just fine, and it's big enough to haul records around in.
And if you get in a crash in that thing, you got plenty of room in the front and back.
It'll plow over 3 Hondas before you feel it. I don't know.
I'll bet.
It takes runs through them.
So we got this thing queued up. What is this noise? I'm still battling my cold here.
Okay.
Little cold cure. Hang on.
He's battling and...
Let me light up the cold cure.
Okay, here we go. It's Be Good with... I don't know. Maybe it's...
Hokey Pokey Rock.
Hokey Pokey Rock.
Hokey pokey all over the place. He's a hokey. He's a pokey. He's a hokey pokey. my food is too late to eat. I got the school day blues. Don't play a slip so I can use. Well, I think I'm doing fine. The teacher says that I'm behind. Well, I think I'm doing great. I fail a kiss and coming late. I got the blues. I get up in the evening and I study for a test. Do all my homework and I take a little rest. Wake up next morning, I can't miss day. Everybody's screaming, man, you're gonna be late. I got the school day blues. Well, I think I'm doing fine. The teacher says that I'm behind. Well, I think I'm doing great. I feel a sense of coming late. I got the blues. Through this again next year. I got the school day blues. Yeah, I'm a player slips that I can use. When I think I'm doing fine, the teacher says that I'm fine. When I think I'm doing great, I feel it since I'm coming late. I got the blues.
Women. too. I used to think it was okay. A different girl with anything. Sally's calling on the phone. Women won't leave me alone. Yeah, I'm talking about women.
The goods on me, and I got took. I hate people. I hate people. Yeah. They make me so mad, I just can't see. Sometimes I think I even hate me. Yeah. Heard a commotion from down the hall. Them creeps next door were having a brawl. Had an ear to the wall. Have enough gossip for some telephone calls. Yeah. Waiting in church for my bride to be. Time was set for about half past three. It was 6 o'clock when I got to school. I brought the wood done flew the coop. I hate people. Hate people, yeah. They make me so mad, I just can't see. Sometimes I think I even hate them. Yeah. Packing my bag, I'm gonna leave this place. Far away from this human race. Find myself a lonely paradise. Get myself uncivilized. I hate people. I hate people. Yeah. They make me so mad. I just can't see. Sometimes I think I even hate me. Yeah.
Boy, that was a good one. Jerry and Brad with People Hater. Hold on. There. Got it.
No, that's...
Yeah. That's from the volume thing, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, what else we heard? Emmett Lord with Women. That's from Sin Alley.
So many women.
Volume 3?
Yep. He's got so Women in the Cellar, Women in the Attic. The opposite of John Gacy.
Yeah. Phrenix 4 with TV Mama from Sin Alley, Volume 1. This is Tim's little... way of giving back some of the pleasure of music that music gives him, all right, Tim?
Getting revenge on the modern world.
Right, Johnny and the Jammers with School Day Blues, the Corvairs with Black Diamond, not the Kiss song. This is Sammy Futska and the Moroccans with Sadie May.
Sadie
Verified
May.
Verified.
Sammy,
that's
fits you.
That's really the title of the record.
Yep, and the Moroccans.
And we heard Be Good with Hokey Pokey Rock. Anyway, we got to give away these tickets. We got to give away we're giving away two pairs of tickets to see Evan Johns and the H-Bombs at the Strip tonight. That's on 14th Street in the back of McCarthy's Bar, which is like the place that looks like it should be a Blarney Stone. And Bruce Bennett, the El Bruce, went to see Evan Johns the other night, said he was really great. So if El Bruce said it was great, it was great. And anybody wants those tickets? Okay, here's the trivia question. Somebody in that last set of what we played went on to become a big rock star and wear silly clothes in public. And if you can guess which one of those people, which rock star it was in that last set, you win the tickets. And the phone number, 201-266-7900. It's a hard question, right? It's a tough one. So if you can figure out...
Elton John is it one hint?
It was not Elton John. The other hint is Pink Eye is a hint.
I should have brought that Elton John.
I brought back
an Elton John thing. It's the front cover photo of the English Sun magazine. Elton porn photo shame, it says, and it tells all about his orgies with young boys flown in that do cocaine with him. It's really great.
I'll bet. Anyway, while Tim can think about young boys and cocaine, H-Bomb Ferguson. That number, if you know the answer, 201-266-7900.
I might come by plane. Baby, I might even. if I can, you feel that way. Then look for me to walk any old day and I have a
definitely no correct answers at all. We need, I guess we need an easier
question.
Tell them
who it was. Tell them which famed asshole.
It was. What? Come on. The FCC is going to come down here and spank us. Johnny and the Jammers, which we heard a while back, that was Johnny Winter back when he was a Negro.
Back before he started jamming.
Before he became white, yeah. That's right. That was the answer. We had no winners at all. It wasn't Mickey Gilley or whoever else people guessed. We need a new question.
New question.
You got a good question? I have no ideas at
all. Which record was it that inspired? It's a famous Rudy Petrucci quote. This is for all you 60s punk guys out there. Which record was it that he stole one of his riffs from? Jethro Tull record was it that he stole one of his riffs from?
That's a terrible question. Who cares?
I've read this in three different interviews. It's really great.
The answer is, who cares? But we can. You want to do that? Let's see. Anybody? I don't think anybody's going to call on that one. But 201-266-7900.
He was quite proud of stealing a riff from a Jethro Tull record.
Well, maybe we'll.
You know, I know too. The way you do and never do now. Let's be friends. And try to be until the end. If I catch you done when I think you're done, you never do wrong again. People live in glass houses, shouldn't throw stones. I catch you done when I think you're done, you never walk alone. Now, let's be friends. And try to be until the end. I catch you done when I think you're done, and never do wrong again.
I didn't think anybody was going to call on that question. I got a good question. What movie star's mother is a wrestling manager on that Beautiful Women of Wrestling show on Channel 11 on Saturdays? You ever watch that thing where they have the girls like in a these skin-tight outfits, like, ripping each other apart and breaking each other's arms.
No,
there's a major movie star's mom as a wrestler.
Murray's been telling that out of the TV guide or something.
201-266-7900 is that number. You win two tickets to see Evan Johns and H-Bomb, should you want to do that. And hit the bow thing. This always reminds me of I Dream of Jeannie. One of my favorite Bo Diddley records. Kind of the I Dream of Jeannie vibe. We have two winners. The answer to that question was Sly Stallone. His mom was the, is a wrestling manager. He makes his mom work for a living. She can barely read her cue cards. It's pretty amazing.
Work your mama.
And one of her wrestlers, one of the wrestlers in her stable, as they call it, had her elbow broken a few weeks ago, and they've showed the replay of it like 30 times. It's truly incredible. Worth getting up early for on Saturday morning. Or for you VCR owners out there, you can tape the thing and watch it back late at night when it probably makes more sense. Anyway, I think it's time for Den's Corner because I have to go to the bathroom. I've been sitting here in this seat without moving for hours. Hey, Den, get in here and do your corner.
What up, man?
I don't know. Sit in front of the mic there.
All right. I gotta put a record on and stuff,
yeah, you
too,
can
right?
It and everything.
All right.
I'll be back.
What's it say? Panty?
Panty
scam.
Panty
Fuhrer.
Scam.
All right.
You wanna check that out?
In
that's in the same post that has
on
what's
call.
What page is that picture on, Tim?
What's that?
That really amazing? No. The amazing picture of the guy jumping
the
naked
guy
out the window.
Yeah. Let's see. Here it is. Page 8.
Rupert
it's
Murdoch.
On the AIDS page.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Sunny Junkie AIDS and page. Death Dive Horror.
Yeah, you want to read that? I got to get a record
it
together.
It looks like that picture of J.D. Martin when he's being hauled out of the fire in his loft. Except this guy's diving. He dived out of a drug treatment center. So it just teaches you junkies to stay on drugs and don't go to the drug treatment center. You'll be a happier human.
No. That we might get in trouble for saying something like that. Although apparently there's a new guy, sort of like a conservative Howard Stern. Have you heard this guy on the radio? I haven't cut his act yet.
No.
But
who might he be?
What's his name? Something D. He has a talk show, you know. But what was the thing that he said? Was I telling you about that?
I don't know. You're doing a radio
conservative
show
Howard Stern.
I know.
I'll cue the record up. You get back there.
The conservative Howard Stern guy.
What are we queuing up there?
The last song on that sign. If you haven't played
it
already.
7 minutes long. We only got 15 minutes left of the show.
We're
going to do Kitchen Sink Boogie.
No. Come on. You got it.
We'll play it at 45 and it won't make a difference. And it would have been nice 2 minutes off.
We only got 15 minutes left.
But the whole point is that I got the blues today, you know? It's been like a shitty day.
I came in and he was recording.
Thank you. these identifying flying objects flying around all across the country and in the towns. Looks like it's going to be impossible to keep a panic down. But if you see a UFO boy or something unidentified flying around, you better keep your mouth shut, for they're going to prove for sure you ain't nothing but a nut. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. Swamp gas. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. My old hounds barked. They began to growl. I rushed out. Thought something was on the prowl. I saw this here shining like arctic. Lights flashing all around. Bought a meteorite. Done hit the town. I stuck up on this thing. It was a ship, all right. Heard that hissing sound. I moved in for a closer look. Didn't see nothing. Done gone, man. Swamp gas. Swamp gas. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. I was out hunting with my .22. You see a UFO come flying through. I took one shot, and the bullet went zing. And I looked again, but didn't see a cotton-picking thing. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. Swamp gas. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. It could be Uncle Martin from Mars, or some celestial being from some faraway stars. And here's a bigger blast. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. Swamp gas. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. There's a lot of folks who saw this here thing. Pictures were taken. Police all around. Reporters for the mobs. David sent a special intelligence man down. He checked all these stores in town and looked all around. When he called a special news conference, and somebody said, "What do you say, man?" He said, "Well, I checked all these stores in town, and I've looked all around, and I've come to this conclusion at last. You people's been seeing swamp gas."
Grinding it down. This is the Hound. It's about that time for me to crawl back home. And what was all that noise? That was the Catalinas with what's that called?
Long Walk.
Long Walk. We heard the spacewalkers explaining the UFO phenomenon for those of you who caught 2020 this week. Swamp gas is what they were saying. Swamp gas.
Caused by chili dogs from Buzzies.
Yeah.
The Jet Tones with Twangy, the Dinotones with Jungle Walk, Hound Dog Taylor with Kitchen Sink Boogie as we preempted Den's Corner for foul language and picking too long of a song. And that was, I'm going to send that one to Amy, who said, play a song and think of me. So that's the one that made me think of you. I'd like to thank Tim Warren for coming down here, get all the Sin Alley, Strum and Mental albums, all that. And happy birthday to Maria. And until next week, I don't know. Hey.